You've been staring at that pile of junk for a long time, and you figure, you know what? You might as well make some money off of it. But is there a right and wrong way to sell things online? Melanie Hartman from Creo Home Buyers. You can find them online at CreoHomeBuyers.com. You've got thoughts on this, right? I read an article that you did for NBC.
Yes, absolutely. So if you have large items like furniture or things that might be really expensive to ship, I would definitely recommend using a local online way to sell. So either through Facebook Marketplace, so you can sign up for our local groups, either in your neighborhood or in your state. Or Craigslist can sometimes be helpful, but I think Facebook and there's OfferUp and things like that are a little easier and a little more secure to sell larger items. And then to do that securely, you could either meet in a public place. When we were selling some things, we would just leave them on our porch and actually just have people put the money in our mailbox. And we didn't really have any issues with that. Surprisingly, people were pretty honest. But if you have smaller items, maybe like electronics or old video games, those are probably going to have an easier time selling online.
So I always thought, like, fast forward now to 2022, that Facebook Marketplace is basically for people that are trying to get things on the cheap. Craigslist is for creeps, and nobody uses eBay anymore. You're telling me that none of that is actually true.
From our experience, I mean, it might be different in different parts. We were most recently doing that on the East Coast in Baltimore. We didn't really have any issues with that. And with COVID and everything, it just putting things out on the porch for our larger items was a lot easier.
There's a satisfaction, too, to knowing that, you know, if you're done with an item, you can put it out on your porch. And even though somebody's paid for it or is going to be paying for it, you're still like, well, if it gets stolen, it's not quite the end of the world, right? With certain items.
Yes, exactly. I mean, if the item, you'd have to factor that in, right? If it's something that you would be upset if somebody walked away with without the money, then I wouldn't recommend putting that out on the front porch. But if it's a smaller item, we actually did do it with items that were a couple hundred or a few hundred dollars. They didn't have any issues. But again, just take into account, you know, your neighborhood and if you feel safe doing that or not.
You mentioned another site that I'd never heard of before, but Facebook Marketplace. Okay, I know that one. Craigslist, sure, it's been around a long time. Same thing with eBay. Are there any other places to do selling online? I know, like, for clothing and high-end, like, if you have, let's say, a 15-year-old Gucci you want to get rid of, there's certain websites for that. Is there somewhere new to go?
We were using OfferUp. It used to be Letgo, but OfferUp purchased them. But we did have some success with OfferUp. It's an online app that you would have on your phone. You can ship things that way too, but we did it mostly just in a local area. So we just had people come to us to pick things up.
I think proximity really helps with speed, right? If somebody's close and you make it easy for somebody to do it, like you accept different forms of payment, oh, it's here, we've got it ready to go, all those things can make a difference.
Absolutely. Some people did want to pay electronically. We just dealt with cash personally, just because I didn't want to, you know, just risk someone hacking some sort of system. So just to keep things more anonymous, that's what we did.
OfferUp, that's the new one. I'll check it out. Thank you so much for taking the time today. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's driving you crazy right now. You want to get it off your chest? You can always call 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. On our text line, if you use Velveeta cheese to make lasagna, that's all I need to know about you.
Velveeta cheese doesn't really qualify as cheese in my mind, but on certain things, it's perfect. On lasagna, it's the opposite.
You know, it's funny because I also would like a vat of Velveeta cheese. Mm-hmm. I mix it with the thing of salsa, and you know, it's a party. Give me all the Tostito chips, and you just go at it.
Right.
But the minute I think about putting it with some nice marinara sauce or a meat sauce and layering it with sheets of pasta, all of a sudden I'm repulsed. Yeah. Why is that?
Doesn't sound good. Even to slap it on like a steak and cheese or something like that is. It's a little sacrilegious to me.
I'll take it on a
sandwich. I don't like the goo on a sandwich. I like real cheese on my steak and cheese.
That's where the Velveeta belongs.
It's true. No. I actually am with John on
this
one.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
No. Real cheese on my sandwiches, please.
Two of you people are wrong, and myself and Sean are correct.
Speaking of Sean, go ahead. Get it off your chest.
Oh, man. You know what? I got to say it. If you go number one while you're taking a shower, That is all I need to know about you. That is disgusting. I hate when people try to say, like, please do kid. No, like, what if that drain clogs? Okay? How you're standing in gross, gross, gross water. As if it wasn't gross before because it's dirty.
How did you catch somebody?
There's
a story
That
here.
Was my question, right? When did you witness this, right? Conserving water at your girlfriend's house?
A friend of mine tried telling me yesterday that it was a normal thing to do because his wife got mad at him for it. And I was like, well, she's right. It's not a normal thing to do, and it's gross.
I know what friend you're talking
Shame.
About.
Shame. Shame.
Producer Sean and I agree on something else. I also think it's disgusting. I've never once done it. We've talked about this before, Raven.
Thank you, Anna.
I will get out of the shower if I have to go to the bathroom.
Seems strange to me.
Yeah. John, all I need to know about you.
If you don't know how to park your car at an outdoor festival, that's all I need to know about you. Do you know when you go to, like, you know, the fairs and they've got the on-the-lawn parking and they do two rows? Right? They do two rows of cars because one row can pull forward, the other one can pull back. Mm-hmm. My buddy pulls in, he creates a third row.
Oh.
Creates a third row. And I start yelling. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Why are you doing? He's like, no, dude, because it's right here. We just parked behind this car. I'm like, what does the car in front of you do when they need to leave? This was a 5-minute conversation. He did not get what I was talking
about.
Does
he have a Trans Am or anything with T-tops?
I know what neither of those things are, Raymond.
Okay. All right. Well, from the 80s, that's what you would do if you had a cool car. You parked it sideways. That's
cool.
What you do.
That's when I was born, but cool.
Yeah. If you are planning on giving out toothbrushes for Halloween, that's all I need to know about you.
Not even dentists do that anymore.
No.
Even the dentists realize, like, you got to get in on Halloween. Your kids are going to eat the candy.
Right.
Let them do it. It's okay. It's one day out of the year.
Every neighborhood has the neighborhood dentist that would give out the toothbrushes. And the truth is that you never wanted to go to that dentist because you hated them, because you resented them, because they gave out toothbrushes instead of candy at Halloween.
Yep.
You're going to give out toothbrushes. You got to give out candy with it, too.
Absolutely. There was a lady on my street that used to give out scrunchies, hair scrunchies.
Yeah.
And I don't know. At first, I was like, well, that's weird. But then kind of the kids got excited for it. The girls, like, they would get excited to go to the house to get their new scrunchies. Isn't that random?
What did she give to the boys? Right. Or to the short-haired people, in general?
The truth of the matter is I don't know because I only have daughters. So I don't know. I never found out.
Never cared.
1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. About two celebrities. Well, technically three celebrities. Let's start with James Corden is trending still today after 2 days. Why? Here's a news report.
James Corden is welcome back at a New York City hotspot restaurant after being briefly banned. Just hours after Keith McNally, owner of Soho restaurant Balazar, took to Instagram to claim that the TV host was, quote, the most abusive customer to my server since the restaurant opened 25 years ago and banned him from his establishment, the owner said that James called him and apologized profusely.
Yep.
Wow. Well, that's an awful lot. I mean, what do you think? I think he goes back one time, maybe twice, and then never after that.
I would never go back ever again.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the argument about the egg yolk omelet.
Nobody cares what the argument was. Everybody knows what it is to be at a restaurant and to sometimes, you know, have an abusive customer, whether they're a nice person or not, or whether they're a big shot or not. Sometimes that happens.
He just doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that would be abusive.
You have families and restaurants forever.
Yeah.
And so you're telling me that sometimes you've never been surprised by a customer?
It's usually their MO. Let me tell you something. We have restaurants for years. I grew up in the restaurant business. When they walk in the door, mm-hmm. I can tell who's going to be a problem and who's not. You know it.
But it's not 100%. It's not 100%. And when you're throwing around drinks and he's like, cop all my drinks and cop all my friend's drinks, you know, he's had a few drinks here. I don't know.
Well,
it does seem weird, no question about it, for the guy to call him out publicly and all that stuff and for there to be an immediate flip. But, I mean, something must have triggered it.
And then three restaurants came forward to say he's the model customer and that they've never had an issue because, of course, everybody's got to get in on the media.
Right. Yeah. I mean, to me, that's kind of like, whatever. I mean, you can go anywhere and be a nice guy 1 minute and be a crazy person 30 seconds later. Yeah. I mean, that's human nature.
So he's allowed to have his omelets again. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Also trending, though, is salad dressing. And this is where the internet cracks me up. So Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis, we've been hearing about their breakup forever because, you know, she's shooting the movie, falls in love with Harry Styles, and now they're together and the whole thing.
Theoretically, they were done before that, but yes, okay.
So now the nanny comes forward, and the nanny says that she was witness to all these fights between Olivia Wilde and and Jason Sudeikis while she started dating Harry Styles. Mm. And she says she saw the first fight happen because she had left her Apple Watch out.
Yeah.
And Jason was reading her text messages on her Apple Watch. But then she also says this.
The former employee also alleges that the Ted Lasso star once laid under Wilde's car to prevent her from leaving their home during a dispute in which Jason was allegedly upset that Olivia was bringing a salad with special dressing to have dinner with Harry.
That's some dressing.
Salad dressing. All the internet sleuths are trying to figure out what is Olivia Wilde's secret salad dressing.
What's
that got
it?
Harry Styles.
Right, right. What's the love potion number 9 here?
So far from my research, most people believe it's just a French vinaigrette.
Right.
Because she's said a couple times in the last, I kid you not, they go back to tweets and Instagrams for like 15 years. I don't know how these people do it on the internet. And like that's the only dressing she ever references is like a Dijon mustard with a red wine vinaigrette.
Well, it sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I'd love to try it.
Uh-huh.
But hopefully I'll have my wife sitting right next to me so that there's no problems that moving ahead or anything like that.
I hope so. Did you ever steal something dumb? I was sitting at my dining room table and I have a clear shot out the window at my front Halloween decorations.
Yeah.
And I've been worried because I'm convinced somebody is going to steal the crystal ball in my front yard.
I mean, the crystal ball specifically. I mean, the more elaborate stuff gets, the more likely it is that somebody's going to hit your house sooner or later. But you have a crystal ball that you're specifically worried about.
Well, yeah, I just feel like it's an easy thing to steal because I think like when I was young, that would be something that I would think to steal. So yesterday,
so terrible.
I know it's so dumb because like it's funny how sometimes you just want things. So I see these teenagers and they walk by like every day, right?
Yeah.
They probably just walking home from their bus stop or whatever.
Sure.
And I see them and they're stopped, but they're not stopping just to look at my Hocus Pocus display.
Yeah.
They're like looking at
they're
it.
They're taking it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I open the window. Yeah. And I open the window and I throw it up and I yell, don't even think about it.
Now you know they're 100% now coming back.
And they just like kind of looked at me and they just kept walking. And I'm like, and then after I go, what is, like, I have become so paranoid that somebody is going to steal my dad. Why did I even put them out? Like, what's wrong with me?
Broad daylight, they hadn't even taken a step towards your property. At that point, now I think you might have jumped the gun. They could have just been discussing a text message, a TikTok, anything could have been going on.
I don't know. People steal dumb stuff sometimes.
Yeah, it's true. My father used to steal landscaping stones and things like so he would see what he was a big landscaper and he loved to take care of his house and he would just get, you know, he was also a little bit OCD. So when he would see something and get stuck in his mind, he couldn't let it go sometimes.
Mm.
So he had to go pay this. He would go pay his water bill instead of mailing it in for whatever reason. He would go pay his water bill. And I'll never forget his town. He would start remarking to me about their landscaping stones.
Wow.
At the water place. And sooner or later, he ended up stealing like two of the landscaping stones, like huge boulders, like hundreds
ridiculous.
Of pounds. Like I think he hurt himself stealing one of them, but he stole them.
People steal dumb things.
Yes.
1-800-330-9999. Amber, was a dumb thing you stole?
So I accidentally stole some Mios from the store. I use recyclable bags, and I was just going in for a couple items, so I threw the things that I needed into the recyclable bag. And so when I went to the self-checkout, I was checking things out quickly, and those little Mios, they're so small that I missed it. And then when I got home and I looked at the receipt, and what I bought, I totally did not scan the little Mios, so I accidentally stole it.
Do you know what a Mio? I don't know what a Mios is.
Yeah, what is Mios? What are they?
Mio, it's like the little like flavor water enhancers that you squirt
oh,
into
you
the
stole those,
water.
Girl, you stole those.
I didn't.
No,
I swear.
Yes, you are. You're a
They're
filthy
small.
Liar. You know what? Listen. All right, let's talk about necessities and priorities here, all right? You had X amount of dollars in your pocket, and you were looking at it, and you were like, okay, cereal, need it. Yes, grains, right? Need some of that, right? Vegetables, yep, need that. Okay, great. You were like, protein, here, I got some of that. Mios, you were like, this is used to flavor water. This is a fake thing. You were like, I'm just stealing this. That's what you did. That's funny.
I promise I did not.
They're $4 each.
Oh, she definitely stole them. You stole them so far. I wouldn't even need known what it was until I Googled it. But now that I see it, I'm like, oh, you stole it.
That's like the pack of gum, though. Like when you put
no,
it.
No, it's a $4 thing. It's $4.
Mm. They are small. Did you ever steal something dumb? 1-800-330-9999. I yelled out the window to a bunch of teenagers that were kind of hovering in front of my home because I had convinced myself they were going to steal my Halloween decorations, my crystal ball.
Well, when you've got something that costs some money out there and you think that you're going to lose it, you get that emotional reaction right away. You didn't think. You just opened the window and said, hey!
What did you steal? Ralph?
Oh, my gosh. I was like 10 years old and I was at my dad's work, bored and like going through like office drawers, and not his, by the way, it was like, you know, coworkers or whatever. And like, I took like $10 out of like one of the drawers. And then like they were doing construction. And there was like all these piles of dirt that I would like play in as well. I pretended to find the $10 in like the pile of dirt. And then up to my dad like, oh, look, I found this $10 in the dirt. So crazy. Yeah. And like, I don't know what I was thinking. And he was, I mean, you know. I just remember him being like, you're going to spend the night in jail. Like,
oh, my gosh.
He was super pissed. And I don't know why I did it to this day. Who knows?
Elaborate lie.
Well, that's the thing. You always know somebody's lying because it gets so elaborate and crazy, right? So, I mean, you were like, oh, look, it's in this dirt. Look right here. And the guy's like, I pour that dirt every day. There's never $10 in that dirt. He's like, and magically, Joanne's desk is missing $10 in the other room. Yeah, an embarrassing thing for your dad. Does that feel good to confess it, or does it say you're still embarrassed when you tell the story?
I mean, I guess it feels good, but super, super embarrassing. And to think about it again, too, is a little awkward.
Wow.
Like, why did I need to go and pretend that it came out of the dirt? Like, I needed a witness or something. Like, that's some... That's wicked.
Yeah, you knew it was a bad heist. You did. Yeah. You knew it was a bad heist the second you took it out of the desk. You knew it. That's right. You were like, I'm going to need something, some sort of buttress to this story. All right.
Emily, what'd you steal?
Okay, so my cousin had this vintage jacket, and we were out, and she's like, oh, I was cold. So she's like, oh, yeah, you can wear it. And then, of course, at the end of the night, I got in the car, and I was like, oh, and I took it home and I never gave it back.
And it's something that, like, your cousin has asked you for and pursued and tried to get back?
Yeah, and then, like, it's worse than that because she was like, man, I can't remember, like, what I did with it. Mm-hmm. Like, has anyone seen it? Like, she didn't even remember giving it to me that night.
Because I was going to say there's a difference between, like, borrowing something and never giving it back and stealing. No, if she said that and you said nothing, you stole it.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I'm aware.
If you shot your other girlfriend who has seen you wear it a side glance the second she said it out loud, you are definitely a thief. Yes. Right. That's larceny.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mark, what have you stolen?
I stole some Reese's when I was a teenager. It was really stupid. I was just out with my family and decided to stick some Reese's in my pocket. Had a whole run-in with the security and, like, an embarrassing thing.
Wow.
In which, you know, my dad and mom were not very happy, you know, because they would have bought me the stupid chocolate anyway, right?
Right.
But I don't know. I was just being a teenage idiot, and I paid the price. Luckily, I didn't get any, like, charges, you know, like the security guard, like, left it in my dad's hands because my dad looked scary enough. Right.
You know, I mean, I did the same thing, except I was, like, six and a half. I was not a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did the same thing at the grocery store. And it was the grocery store that was directly across the street from my house.
Uh-oh.
So the manager knows how that works, right? So, I mean, immediately, of course, they just grabbed my mother and let her know. Right, lesson learned.
And then you're more fearful of your parents than you are the police at that point.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Wellness Wednesday is all about small things you can do to make a big difference in your life. And get excited, because this was the greatest thing I heard. This has been trending in the news.
Well, good news for cheese lovers.
Yeah, we're getting word eating a little bit every day is actually good for your health.
Wait a minute, what?
Eating cheese is good for you.
I ate a half a block of cheese yesterday.
Woo!
Look at me. I'm going to live forever.
Oh, we're magic. Every day I eat my Polio string cheese, and Raven always says, it's cheese time.
It's true. When Anna goes for cheese time, that means that she's accomplished a certain amount of things, and that she's gearing up and energizing for the rest of the things. It's a true thing.
If your doctor was going to prescribe you a cheese,
yeah,
What cheese would you want him to prescribe you?
I like a an aged white cheddar or something like that. Something that I can slice thinly or thickly, depending on my mood, and then slap with a piece of pepperoni right on top of a cracker.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, it's fantastic. And imagine, it'll make me live till I'm 200 years old.
Well, here are some of the health benefits of eating cheese every day.
Eating cheese can contribute to reducing the risk of contracting cancer.
It makes stop cancer.
Wait a minute. I mean, but they don't tell you how
they
or
do.
Why.
They do. They go into a whole long explanation.
So it's long?
But it's just so long, and then there's so many words I didn't understand. And I mean, just, you're going to have to
You believed
trust
it,
me.
Though? You believed it?
I mean, he said it so convincingly that I was like, yeah, I'm not going to have cancer. Okay, next.
Right.
Control and prevent osteoporosis.
Who wants osteoporosis?
Nobody. Nobody wants that. Don't take out my grandma.
Oh, somebody give me a piece of cheddar.
Yeah.
Reduce stress. Cheese has been observed to reduce panic and anxiety attacks.
What?
But I mean, if you give me a piece of cheese, yes, it makes me happy. But then if I eat all the cheese the next day, I don't feel good about myself.
Well, here's the part I was going to leave out, but it seems important.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have like 1 ounce of cheese a day, which
ounce?
It's like a block of cheese, like the little one that comes in the snack pack. And I was like, wait a minute.
It's tiny. It's like a butter packet.
But then they also said this.
Gain weight. Cheese is an excellent food for gaining weight.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right, let's play Is It Real Cheese?
Okay.
All right, so I pulled all different kinds of cheeses because some of them are technically legally cheese.
Okay.
Because you have to have over 51% of pressed curds in America to be considered a legal cheese.
Okay, whatever.
Paleo string cheese, which I have every single day.
Yeah.
Is that a real cheese?
I'm going to guess that it is a real cheese.
You would be correct.
Woo!
Yeah, it's a mozzarella cheese, and it is considered legally in America a cheese. Provolone.
I'm going to say provolone, of course, is a cheese.
Provolone is a cheese.
It's high quality cheese.
Give us all the provolone.
All right.
Okay. Velveeta.
Velveeta. A cheese food, I'm guessing, not a real cheese.
You know, it's funny. So originally, Velveeta was made from real cheese, but then it became like they added a lot of stuff to it, which is why the shelf life on it is like 16 years or whatever.
Right. Basically, they can ship it out with soldiers at this point.
Right.
And sardines.
So the Food and Drug Administration says that it's not real cheese.
Look
now.
At me. I win again.
Yeah.
But you'll still dip your chips in it.
Oh, well,
a nice queso is good.
Let's be honest. It doesn't matter if it's real cheese or not cheese. We're still going to eat it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do one more. How about Kraft Singles?
Kraft Singles is definitely not cheese. Definitely not cheese.
It's not legally cheese.
Yeah.
Actually, anything that's called American cheese is not cheese. Isn't that funny? American cheese is not cheese.
You know
it does
what?
Not take 51% of curds.
Am I alone here? I just think that anything that you put the title American in front of it should be the best that you can find anywhere.
Well, not if you want real cheese.
You'll be saying wow every time you use this
This
towel.
Is my George Foreman feminized grill.
Wait, call now. We'll give you a second set absolutely free.
This is when you get to find out if the items they sell on Amazon actually work. Today, it's all about the Archie McPhee instant underpants.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, so just add water. It's one pair of underpants.
Wait a minute, you add water to underwear?
So,
to make underwear?
Yes. So it comes in a tin. It looks like the best way I could describe it, and we'll put this all up on Instagram at Anna and Raven so you can see it for yourself. It looks like an Altoids tin, like a mint tin.
Yeah, or one of those like little hand soaps that they wrap in the tissue that you get at like a hotel.
Right.
Like a mini hockey puck.
Yeah. So inside is a pair of disposable underwear. So you instead of like carrying extra pair of mutans in your purse, you put this little thing in here. And then if there's ever an accident or a situation, you take it, you immerse it in water, and it turns into underwear you can wear.
Okay, forgive me, all right? Maybe I'm stupid, all right?
Uh-huh.
But I just need to know, why do you need an emergency pair of underwear? Like, if you have underwear on and something happens,
correct.
Just clean yourself up, and then put your pants back on, and then go home.
What if you're soiled?
Okay, no, but you clean yourself up and then you go home. I mean, if you're soiled.
Well, listen, it's funny you should bring this up.
Okay.
Because it has over 2,300 reviews and almost all of them are 5 stars.
What?
Now,
what?
Let me read one of the reviews.
Please.
This really came in clutch the other day when I absolutely destroyed my trousers in the frozen food section of Walmart.
Wait a minute, man. What are you doing?
I was in a state of absolute panic when I remembered that I had my emergency wet and wear underpants. These babies were a lifesaver in the Walmart lavatories. My only negative would be that after you wet them to expand, They stay wet, so I did develop a serious rash.
Right! Clean it up, wipe yourself off, and then pull your pants back up and walk out without wet underwear on. I mean, this is the definition of crotch rot.
All right.
This is why they tell you to go commando when it's really hot.
Well, we have to put them to the test. Now, I will say that out of all those 5-star reviews, I did find a 1-star review.
Yeah.
And their major complaint was that it took over 30 minutes for them to soak to get to full underwear status.
What, to get to the size?
Yes. So let's see. Producer Sean, please immerse the underwear into the cup of water.
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Yeah, go. Now, remember, these are advertised as instant underpants.
Yeah. I would say just, I mean, you're trying to hold it in there. Okay. Just drop it in there.
It floats, Raven.
Yeah, it does seem to
the
float.
The underwear do float in the water.
Let me see. Hold on. Maybe we can try to pull it apart now. It's going to...
Oh, but you're going to rip it if you do that, I think.
Don't
man.
Rip the underwear.
Being very gentle. Yeah. Being very gentle.
I think you should immerse it in water more.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Here we go.
Okay, wait a minute. It's starting to look like something.
Starting to look like mouton.
Starting. It doesn't look like underwear yet. It looks like a paper towel.
This looks like a hairnet.
Sean, put them on. Sean, put them on.
What?
Instant, okay.
It does look like a hairnet, actually.
It looks like a
hairnet. They're wet, man. You're going to make your jeans wet.
Whatever.
All for the good of the show.
Yep.
Look, they're durable, though. Yeah. Look how durable
I mean, they do look But what's holding those up once you put those on?
You know what these look like? Women.
A very thin string.
All right, I'm going to describe this to women because you'll understand if you've ever had a baby before. You know the underwear they give you after you have the baby that you have to wear, like in the recovery room?
The kind that they don't care whether or not it survives,
no.
Light it on fire after?
No, the ladies know what I'm talking about, like the mesh ones that you throw away.
Why are you stretching
That's exactly
so much
what they
with
look
it on?
Like. All right.
Putting them to the test, Raven.
That was 30 seconds for instant underwear? I don't know. I'm sold on those. I think those are a good buy.
I'll just go home with no drawers on I'm in an emergency situation. That's me.
All right. Check this out on our Instagram at Anna and Raven. We'll put it up right now. Yeah, we'll give it a thumbs up. What do you do when somebody stiffs you for cash? Producer John, what happened?
I worked an event. It was just an MC event. There was a, you know, block party thing. They had a bunch of bands. It was hosted by a head shop. It's exactly the kind of event that you want somebody like me to host.
You were the most professional person there.
With that
line of stats there. But you've got the image of still being, you know, somewhat reckless. You belong.
Exactly.
Right.
And you know what? That's not fair because there was a lovely massage place that was very professional as well. But I digress. After the event was over, and this is a 5-hour event, by the way. I was there for a while. After the event is over, I go to the person who organized it, as I usually do. And I'm like, hey, man, great event. Thanks so much for making me a part of it. And then I pause and I wait for that person to give me the money.
Right.
That did not happen. They said, yeah, listen, can we settle up Monday? No problem. It's Saturday. You know, that's fine.
That's really
unexpected.
Nice of you.
And not
all that smart, but okay.
It was the first time that I had been in that situation where someone hadn't just paid me immediately afterward. And I figured, you know what? Let's just step back. These guys have a lot to organize here. Monday comes around. Hey, bud, just, you know, send me that Venmo whenever you have a chance. Yeah, great, great, great. Nothing. Couple more days. Hey, man, sorry to be a pain, but, like, still waiting on that Venmo. This goes on for a little while. So I go into the store, their head shop, and I say, hey. And they say, oh, the Venmo is doing this. And it was doing a million things that I've used Venmo for 10 years. Venmo has never done for me, but it was mysteriously doing it for them. All these problems and issues.
Yeah, not a real thing.
This went on. Some version of this went on. That was on. That was 2 months ago.
2 months.
And you still haven't got your money.
Oh, no money. Not a dime.
How much is it?
Huh? $150. Not a lot of money. But annoying.
No, $150 is $150.
Right. And it's cash and it was expected.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm just going to tell you the thing that you already know at this point, which is you get paid first. So get paid first. I know that that's awkward when you're first doing gigs in business for anybody, but it really is easier when you make that effect. It's like you get paid upon arrival. You want to do that.
No. And me and you spoke about it and I didn't have a contract with them either, which was a mistake.
Listen, it was many years until I was comfortable doing that. But it's true. You have to do that.
Yeah. But I understand like doing side gigs. There's plenty of things that I would MC. I would never even think. And I'm kind of like you, John, where I'm like, you believe people. If they say, like, I'll pay you on Monday, you're like, okay, you know, and you kind of just move on with your life.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a couple ways we could go about this.
I mean, you have an ex-football playing husband, too, so that helps.
Yeah.
For them to pay you, Anna.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
I don't run into this problem often.
I never played football. Yeah, it's, yeah.
Here's the couple things we can do. One, we could try to figure out real ways to get your money back, which, sure, I guess, maybe.
You
know,
never getting that money.
Never getting that money. Or we could have some fun with it. Wrong answers only. What does John do to get his $150 bucks from the head shop? Let's play that. Wrong answers only. What should producer John do? He got stiffed by a guy after he worked a gig for him.
They did me dirty.
Yeah, that sucks, man. You know, I once had somebody that we knew that I did business with. They wrote us a check, and this is over $2,000, and it was a bad check. Never got the money. Went to court. Went through the whole thing. Still never got the money.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that it's a head shop, I think you should always collect in advance. You know, that's the owner. But he's tried everything. He's showed up there. He's called. He's Venmo requested. He's got an excuse every single time why the Venmo doesn't work.
Yeah.
But you could be logical and let it go, or you could do wrong answers only. 1-800-330-9999. Lewis, what do you think?
I'm thinking the whole thing is just show up to this place, baseball bats, golf clubs, act like a full-on mafia, and just stand outside waiting. They're like, yo, it's $150 and $150. Come on.
Yeah, buddy, let's go. Let's go, me and you, man. We're going to go. We're going to get a crew of dudes. Raven's going to be there. John, it's going to be a lot of fun.
No, I'm not going to be there. I'm a public face now.
John,
I can't
just wants
there.
To recruit people that are big.
Sean wants to go. Producer Sean's been wanting to go with the ski mask the whole time.
Yeah, I've got like 30 pounds on Sean, though, so it's like,
I mean, his attitude is full of rage.
That's true.
Yeah.
Nancy, wrong answers only. What should John do to get his money back?
Get somebody to call and pretend that they are from Venmo and say, I hear you having a problem, and let's take care of it now.
I love this idea.
And by somebody, she means me.
Yes.
I'll do that.
Oh my gosh, let's do that. Can we do that?
Somebody with a nice, demanding voice. Yes, like with a nice, scary voice.
Yeah, but here's the thing, guys. He's still not going to give Venmo the money.
But if
I'm going
to
give it to him.
But if I just keep calling and saying I'm Venmo, hello, this is Anna from Venmo. Right? We heard that you're having an issue with John Kamal. And then I could just keep calling over and over again.
Oh, let's please do that.
Yeah, put him on the air. Put him on the air and prank call him.
Yes. All right, Carol, wrong answers only. How's John going to get his money back?
Start a GoFundMe for it. I think that's what he should do.
Just like everybody else.
Yeah, everybody's there. Yep. Whatever it is that you're doing in your life nowadays, get somebody else to pay for it. Tragic or wonderful. Whatever it is.
Can you
somebody
imagine
else.
The saga John would tell? One day, I was working an event. Mm. The guy said, can I get you on Monday? And then he never got me.
It's a bad beat story. I mean, he's a musician.
Another Nancy. Nancy, what should producer John do? Wrong answers only.
Okay. So, you know the movie Better Off Dead when the kid is haunting John Cusack on the bicycle for his $2 for his newspaper?
That's right. I want my $2. I mean, an old reference, but a fantastic movie and a great car.
You know what? Gets on his bike, makes a little clip. I want my $150 and sends it to him on text or Instagram or whatever.
Right. Create like a little meme. Right? A meme that becomes a viral sensation. I get it. Haunt them.
Wrong answers only. What should producer John do?
He should go into their shop and take $150 worth of merchandise and walk out.
They got some stuff in there. They got some stuff that I don't really participate in since my early 20s, but there's some other stuff, too.
I want you to imagine.
Resell it.
And what do you think the police officer will say when he gets there?
I think the police will shut the place. I mean, if I'm being real, I think there's things happening in there that they don't want the police going
I don't
in there
think
for.
That they call the cops.
That's me choosing violence of the utmost order. I don't know if I want to go that far.
That is a wrong answer. Yes.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Seth and Amy. Amy, what's going on?
So I have been dating Seth now for 2 years, and he wants to take it to the next step, which I'm excited about. But he wants me to move in, and which would be fine normally, but I have a 20-minute commute from my apartment versus if I moved in with him, it would be an hour. And so I just don't want to do that right now. 20 minutes is great for me. I'm not a morning person, and so I really don't want to move in with him, but it's nothing personal. It's just the commute. I don't want to elongate it.
Well, I mean, that's a lot. That's, definitely a pain. Seth, what's your side of this?
Well, you know, I have a beautiful house, and we have been dating for 2 years, and I just feel like, you know, at some point, we're going to take a next step, and I just feel like now, why not? I understand an hour commute is rough, but that's not going to change. And I mean, I'd have this beautiful house and she's renting, and I just feel like I want to take the next step with her, and I want us to build a home together. And, you know, why not take advantage of the fact that I own a house?
I think that my human side is kind of like, because it'll still be there in a couple of years, but that involves, you know, one person kind of ignoring the wishes of the other, right? If you want to be together, Seth says, come be with me now.
I mean, Seth, is your plan ever to move? Like, if you have a home and you're happy with your home, that's kind of like your home base, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Amy, are you just happy with the way it is? Because some people don't need to progress. Like, they're happy where their relationships are. I feel like we, as a culture, have this whole, okay, now we're going to move in. Now we're going to get married. Now we're going to do this. Now we're going to do that. Is that something you want? Or are you kind of happy in the status quo that you are?
I'm happy right now. I think we have a good balance, work-life balance. And, you know, I'm just content with how things are. Yeah, I understand Seth's point of view, but I ask him to understand mine, that I don't want to add 2 extra hours in the day commuting, whereas I could be doing other things after work instead of sitting, you know, on the interstate in my car.
All right, well, let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Amy. You just don't want to increase the commute. It's nothing against you, Seth. You're happy just the way things are, and you don't understand. You keep your apartment, he keeps his house, you keep the relationship the way you have it. But they may see Seth's side, too. If this is a long-term commitment, which you both are saying it is, at one point you're going to have to make concessions, and this may be the time to do it.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Seth and Amy have been dating for a couple years, and Seth thinks it's time to move in. He owns a great house. Amy rents. The problem is if Amy moves in with him, her commute goes from 20 minutes to 60 minutes, and she doesn't want to do it, but is she being unreasonable?
That is a huge difference, man. I used to have a commute that was 12 minutes long. That was, gosh, I'm thinking 8 years ago at this point, and I still miss it. You know, it's a real thing that impacts your daily life. You don't think it's going to, but it does. For some people, it's worse than others.
But if you love your person, right, and you want to spend forever with them, at some point, don't you have to make a compromise? What would you do? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Sandy?
I'm on Amy's side, because let me tell you, I did it. I changed my apartment to move in with someone else, and I resent it. It's been 12 years, and I still resent it. So,
12 years?
Don't do it, Amy. Yeah.
You know what? I mean, at least you're honest.
It's been 12 years and 2 kids later.
Wow. That is some resentment you're holding on to. A short commute makes a huge difference in your life. But you know what's another thing, too, is you can look at it and say they do have a lovely house, but it's their house, right? They got that house before they knew you. It's going to take a while before it feels like yours. And if you fight, do they act like it's theirs and not the two of yours? I don't know.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Seth and Amy have been dating for 2 years, and Seth thinks it's time to move in together. Now, here's the thing. He owns his home, Amy rents, and if Amy moves in with him like he would like, her commute would go from 20 minutes each way to 60 minutes each way.
Hmm.
She's not ready to add the commute, but is she being unreasonable?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, financially, it makes sense, right? It's going to save them some money. On the other hand, you know, giving up a lifestyle, you know, giving up another hour and a half that you're going to be in the vehicle every single day, that's really going to wear on you, and it can wear on the relationship. But if you place that blame on your partner, that's going to be a problem.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Maria?
I'm the side of her. They only because an hour, it's not going to be an hour. It's going to be an hour or more, because easy traffic, it will be an hour, 20 minutes, hour, half hour, you know.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm actually on his side. So my husband and I, when we were first dating, he bought a house and I had a half hour commute, and I moved in with him and my commute went to 15 minutes. And I hated it, yes, but at the same time, I got to spend more time with him. After work, we got to eat dinner together, so I'm totally on his side.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Amy, our audience agreed with you. Seth, you can't force somebody to add an hour to their commute. You know, if you're happy with the way it is, then maybe the compromise shouldn't be all on Amy. Maybe it can be both ways.
I mean, yeah, I'm not trying to force a commute on her. I have this great house, and you know, when she was working at home, you know, she spent so much time there, and it just felt like our relationship was going to the next level. And I just think that it was, you know, the time to move in together. And I mean, I get it, but, you know, it's still a little frustrating because, you know, when do we do that? You know, are we just never going to live together? I mean, you know, so I don't know. I'm a little concerned.
I'm happy that people saw my point of view. Thank you, everyone. I'm glad that societal norms are changing and not all households look the same.
I agree, but I think, Amy, you have to listen to what Seth is saying, too.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Right, and if that's not a concession you're willing to make, then you need to maybe think about where is this relationship going and are you both on the same page?
Absolutely. I definitely think this is worth an ongoing conversation between Seth and myself.
Okay. If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,600 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Lauren, you ready to play?
I am so ready to play.
Okay, let's do this, girl. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
$1,600, Lauren. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
So he's walking out of here. When that big door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, okay?
Okay.
Number one, a trailer for a Christmas movie sequel was released, and the full movie will premiere on HBO Max November 17th. In the original, Flick got his tongue stuck to what?
A pole, a metal pole outside.
Number two, James Corden apologized after he was banned from a New York City restaurant after the owner said he was extremely nasty to the managers and staff. James Corden has been the host of what late night talk show since 2015?
The Late Show with James Corden.
Number three, Selma Blair had to exit Dancing with the Stars due to ongoing health issues related to MS. She co-starred with Reese Witherspoon and Luke Wilson in what 2001 movie?
I don't know.
Number four, Olivia Wilde shared her special salad dressing that allegedly caused a huge fight with her ex, Jason Sudeikis. It includes oil, red wine vinegar, and a Dijon mustard that uses the slogan, "Pardon me, would you have any blank?" What is that?
Great Poupon.
And number five, Meghan Markle says she quit her job as a briefcase girl on Deal or No Deal because she felt objectified. How many briefcases are on the stage at the start of the show?
Oh, man. Is it 30? It's 30.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
2 out of 5 for Lauren.
Not great. Let's see how I do. $1,600, Lauren.
All
here we go.
Right. Number one, trailer for A Christmas Story sequel was released. The full movie will premiere on HBO Max November 17th. In the original, Flick got his tongue stuck to what?
A metal pole.
Yes, a flagpole.
Yep.
Number two, James Corden apologized after he was banned from a New York City restaurant after the owner said he was extremely nasty to the staff. James Corden has been a host of what late night talk show since 2015?
He's on the Late Late Show.
Yes. You missed one late, Lauren. You were so close.
Man!
Number three, Selma Blair had to exit Dancing with the Stars due to ongoing health issues related to MS. She co-starred with Reese Witherspoon and Luke Wilson in what 2001 movie?
Luke Wilson. Gosh, I mean, Luke Wilson was the... Well, I remember her, of course, from Cruel Intentions. I don't remember Luke Wilson, so I'm probably wrong.
It's Legally Blonde.
Yes, that's what would have been my other guess. Yeah.
Number four, Olivia Wilde shared her special salad dressing that allegedly caused a huge fight with her ex, Jason Sudeikis. It includes oil, red wine vinegar, and a Dijon mustard that uses the slogan, "Pardon me, would you have any blank?" What is it?
Grey Poupon.
Yes. And number five, Meghan Markle says she quit her job as a briefcase girl on Deal or No Deal because she felt objectified. How many briefcases are there on the stage at the start of the show?
Are there 26?
26 is right.
That's right. My wife loves that slot machine.
Me too.
Yes. It's one of her favorites, yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, Lauren. He beat you 4-2. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
That's okay. Thank you guys so much. This is Lauren, and I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,700 tomorrow, Anna.